it was it this kind of sounds bad, but it was like it's predetermined for my sister and I, just because. So my mother, she was a camper in the 70s for only 2 or 3 summers. She never did club. She never was a counselor, but like those camper years when she was 11, 12, 13, whatever, she was very young. She found them to be the most educational years, and like Aloha to be the most educational experience she had. And I don't think we've ever like dug into that, my mother and I, but like I have the feeling it's where she learned these skills that she learned her love of nature and like love of hiking and independence, and she learned how to play the flute, like these very random skills that I think really just taught her so many life lessons that I kind of can assume from how she is now. So I definitely ended up at camp because of her, and because her parents read an ad in the newspaper and sent her here after a series of different camps, actually. Funny. And so I was sent to camp when I was 7, Lowlander, like first summer you can be at Hive. And it was predetermined, but it wasn't like restrictive or strict and like you'll go to camp. It was like, you want to go to camp? And like we had dropped my sister off a couple years before, and I had seen her experience camp. And I think that's what flipped the switch of, okay, so I got to camp because my mom, and I stayed at camp because I got to witness all these amazing things for the people around me, especially my sister and mother. And so, for example, like we would stay with one of my mother's good camp friends, who's also the mother of one of my good friends now, and they were tent mates like 30 years ago. And so that sustained relationship and seeing that really just like brought me into the fold of Aloha, I think, even as a very young child, 5, 6, 7 years old. Just being able to witness the natural like connection and the like, it's so much more. Oh, this sounds so cheesy. It's so much more than a summer camp. It was my mother like coming into a lifelong community, and I saw that, and I saw that for my sister, and I think that's what really just sent me into camp and how I ended up being here for the last 13 years.
So talking about the lifelong community, we talked a bit about how a camp, as a young girl, woman, going into adulthood, you're given these relationships with women who are 4, 5, 6 years older than you and younger than you. Is there a particular relationship that on either of those ends, that exemplifies this like interesting dynamic as a young person with women who are at the time feel significantly
Significantly older,
older or younger than you, but in this, grand scheme of things, maybe aren't?
Yeah, no, that I think about that a lot, just because compared to a lot of my friends that aren't involved in camp, they would never have or know someone as well as I know a 27-year-old. Like, I know people going almost into their 30s and they're thinking about getting married, and like, I'm only going to my junior year of college, but I feel like I know them on a very deep personal level, which is just so unique to camp that you are able to like get to know someone so well, regardless of how old you are. So on the older end, I've had an amazing experience getting to know Taylor Brown, who was 4 years older than me, and she was a counselor in my favorite department that I later worked in. She was my department head and took on a mentorship role, and I think that exemplifies. And she took on a mentorship role both when I was a camper and a clubber, like kind of showing me the way of like helping me find what I love about camp, helping me express myself, and then as I became a counselor, helping me navigate what it meant to be a counselor and a leader and a member of the land sports department, and then now just like beyond camp, like. She's once again 4 years older than me, and so she is, and we have very similar professional, personal, like academic interests, and so she's helped that develop and really taken an interest in me. But then on also like the lower end, I think what's really special about camp is that I've gotten to know campers, especially that we somehow have very similar out of camp interests. So like I love fun facts, current events. I'm a history major. And I don't feel like that comes out in the programming a lot, obviously, because I'm like a land sports counselor, and I play soccer all day, and it's so much fun. And but like randomly at a frisbee evening program I was playing with this clubber, and I'm a counselor in her unit, and her name is Zinzi Steele, and we were playing frisbee, but also talking about current events and reading the newspaper together, and we just she's so much younger than me, but I felt at least like very much on the same level, and like it was really nice to find an equal in my interest that was a camper, and that we could have this very like pure relationship that we're just like, and we are on opposite ends of the camp spectrum. She's so much younger and she likes kayaking in the water and is a ranker, and I was never a ranker. I'm 4 or 5 years older than her, and I'm in Lansport. I hate the water. We just don't ever overlap in programming, and it was just somehow we were able to like connect with each other, and I was able to like see myself in her through and out of camp interest. I don't know if that's the one you...
That's great. And then the last question I want to ask you is if you have a camp moment or experience or memory that you feel like exemplifies the camp spirit.
I was saying this earlier, and I get really like when people who are so not campy and never went to summer camp and never even been to Vermont, like they ask me what camp is like, and I just cannot answer it in under an hour. And so but now being able to think about this question, I think pancake breakfast, we have two a summer, first half, like the second week of camp, the clubbers, who I'm a counselor in their unit, like I said, and they together, like we have two clubbers, their peers lead it, and they put it on for the whole camp up on wind chips, and they have to get up really early, like 5 a.m., 6 a.m., build these fires, cook 300 pancakes at least, warm up sausages, like set up all this food, wash the dishes later. Like this, it's this amazing effort that is so odd, where you are waking up Sunday morning and hiking to your breakfast of like homemade cooked over a fire pancakes. And I just think that exemplifies how both intentional and random camp is, because we find an amazing team building and leadership opportunity and community opportunity to cook for your peers and create this really special morning looking at the lake, and it's gorgeous. But it's also wildly unnecessary in a utilitarian way. Like, why? It doesn't make sense to try to feed 300 people using 5 fireplaces and 16-year-olds. Like, it doesn't make sense, but it ends up making sense because you see how happy and how people, they slide into this situation with ease and like so much exuberance and energy, and like, I want to find the joy in eating on the ground pancakes and syrup everywhere. And I don't know, you were saying like you create songs about it just because you are in your place, you are in the place, and you totally feed off of that. And I think that exemplifies what we try to do at camp.
Yeah.
The programming we try to create is pancake breakfast, that model of we get girls to take on responsibility, we get girls to be stewards of their community, to feel ease in a very unmodern way of cooking, like just that kind of thing. So I see that a lot elsewhere in camp, but if I were to have to explain to a non-campy person, I'd talk about pancake breakfast.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Yeah.